Welcome to the Peculiar. Odd tales for odd people.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
I had a fight with my boyfriend a couple of days ago. A big one. God, I'm such an idiot. I said something I shouldn't have, and he got really upset. That's always been my problem. I get all worked up and emotional, and my mouth just runs away. I hurt his feelings, and I'm so sorry I did that. Milton is everything to me. I would simply die without him. He's my first ever boyfriend, but I can't even imagine being with anyone else. It's like me and him are the only two people in the world. I am prepared to do whatever it takes to repair our relationship. When I'm with Milton, I'm sweet as pie and twice as nice, because when he's happy, I'm happy. Life is way easier when there are no arguments and no fights. I've just got to get back in his good books. This guitar was a gift from Milton. I'm getting pretty good at it now that I don't watch TV anymore. Milton told me I was rotting my brains watching The Idiot Box. One day he just marched in, unplugged the TV in my room, and just took it away, never to be seen again. I was upset at first, but as usual, Milton was right, and now I have plenty of time to learn the guitar and colour and keep my room clean. Milton hates mess. He will not stand for it. He likes a sweet girlfriend and everything nice and tidy. We have a little ritual every time he visits. I make us both a cup of tea and he surprises me with a pack of chocolate biscuits. God, I love them so much, but I don't guts them down in front of Milton. He would think that that was vulgar and unladylike. No, I wait until he's gone, and then I have a nice little chalky biscuit feast on my own. Though I'm paying the price, I've got a terrible toothache up the back. It absolutely kills. I guess it has a hole. I should see a dentist, but I just can't. The thought of drills and needles scare me anyways. I'll just have to put up with the pain. Milton calls himself a man's man, though there are times when I wish he would just unbend a bit. I've always liked dancing. I even took dancing lessons when I was a little girl. I would love it if Milton would just take me out dancing, but he just laughs when I ask. He tells me not to be so stupid, and there's absolutely no way that's ever going to happen. Like an idiot, I kept on and on at him until he slapped me down and he told me to shut the F up. I stopped asking after that. If there's one thing that really gets Milton upset, it's wokeness. He says he's sick and tired of vegans and lefties and gays telling him what he can and can't say. He says wokeness is nothing but cancel culture. Milton's solution is to close all the universities, burn half the books in the libraries, and send all the foreigners back to where they came from. The other thing he really despises is feminazis. They're girls who hate men and hate themselves and hate the world. They don't cook or clean or, you know. Milton says they're just bitter and ugly and have no sense of humour. And they won't be happy until every man acts like a castrated gelding and is as docile as a pet sheep. Every time he talks about feminazis, he gets terribly worked up. I try to keep him calm by sitting quietly and stroking the back of his hand as he talks. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be one of those women. I mean, they're so free, fearless. I don't know. Milton buys me things and makes me feel like I'm the only girl in existence. But still, every now and then I get really upset and can't sleep. I suppose that's just me being a girl. We're emotional. Milton said I won't ever have to get a job or anything. He'll always look after me. I guess that's a good thing. I guess. Milton's older than me, so we have to keep our relationship quiet. He calls me his best-kept secret. He says that do-gooders and feminazis would cause a stink if they ever found out about us. There's a lot of anger in Milton. When he's been drinking, he makes me do things I don't want to do. Sometimes they hurt and I cry, but never in front of him. I wait until he leaves and then I let the waterworks flow. It gets it out of my system. When I had a TV, every show seemed to be about sex. God knows why they make such a big deal about it. Most of the time, I just lay there and wait until he finishes. I like to daydream about the chalky bickies I'll enjoy once he's done and I'm all alone again. Just me and my guitar. I should count my blessings, I guess. For the first year, Dad kept me chained to the bed. Double precautions, he called it. He unchained me on my 13th birthday. That was his present to me. He said I was a woman now and had to stop calling him Dad and start calling him Milton. Of course I miss things, like friends and grass and wind and birds. I'd love to hear birds singing in the trees. I still believe that Dad, Milton, will eventually let me out. I'm a good girl. I do everything he asks. My dream is that one day he'll unlock the door and lead me back upstairs. I'll run around and smell the grass and hear the birds and feel the sun. I still remember the sun. I remember how it looked in the sky. I remember the colours at sunrise and sunset. But I've forgotten how it feels. It's been about 6 years. I wish we never had that stupid fight. He had me down to the basement for about a week, so I was really relieved to see him. I was nearly out of food. We had just opened the chocolate biscuits when I told him the good news. I'm pregnant. About 3 months, I think. I thought he would have been over the moon about our baby, but he just sat there, staring at me. Isn't it wonderful? I said. I don't even care if it's a boy or a girl. I should move back upstairs so we can get married and raise our family together. But he said nothing. Just looked at me and looked at me. He had an expression on his face that I had never seen before. He left the basement in a hurry and shut the door behind him. I heard the big tumblers turning in the locks. I heard the second door bang shut. Then he turned off the water. That was 3 days ago. I've been drinking the water from the cistern of the toilet. There's not much left. If he turns off the electricity, I'll be in big trouble. This basement gets as cold as a tomb. I know it doesn't look good, but I'm trying to stay positive. I have our baby to think about. I'm sure Milton will come to his senses. He won't leave me bricked up in here like a mummy in a pyramid. He'll come back. He'll unlock the basement door and lead me up to the sunshine. He has to. After all, he's not just the baby's father. He's the baby's grandfather too.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna